SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
There's so much countercultural wisdom in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And it's something that we study a lot in church, but a lot of times we just take it surface level, right? And we love going deeper here on SOS Radio. We're actually talking with Brian Winslade today at SOS. He's a pastor in New Zealand at Hamilton Central Baptist Church. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So you've spent a lot of time studying the Sermon on the Mount, really studying what Jesus taught. A lot of times we think about the Beatitudes when we talk about the Sermon on the Mount, but you wanted to go deeper because that's usually where we start and it's usually where we end a lot of times in church, huh?
Absolutely true. The Sermon on the Mount has been described as the essence of all that Jesus taught. If a person got nothing else from the teaching of Jesus apart from the Sermon on the Mount, they probably got the gist of what he taught about the nature of the kingdom. So it's a really important passage for every Christian to wrestle with.
It's so interesting because in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking about values. He's talking about virtue, and he's talking about a relationship with God, which is so much different than the rules and regulation that the Hebrew people were really owning when they were thinking about God, because they were thinking about what God said versus digging through to really understand his heart.
Just so true. I mean, the people of Jesus' day had received teaching about the nature of God and how he wanted us to live, the law of Moses. They'd received it all orally. They didn't have the scriptures in their own possession to be able to read or reread for themselves. And they relied upon oral teaching from, you know, religious leaders who had really devolved the law into endless legalism. And so often in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus starts out a section by saying, "You've heard that it was said." That's a reference to the fact that people's knowledge of God's ways and God's laws came orally. Problem was, what they heard orally was a little bit skewed. Then they inevitably developed a distorted view of God and how he wanted us to live. So Jesus' primary objective was to correct misunderstanding about the nature of God and how we relate to him.
Brian, when you dig into the Sermon on the Mount, what was the part that Jesus taught that's really grabbed your heart and made you really think about who God is?
I think for me, the couple of verses this, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, you have we sometimes refer to as the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, when you really unpack that, my goodness, that kind of, you know, sums up relationships between people in this world perfectly. If we all lived by that, the world would be a very, very different place. And the other one was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The things, of course, if you read the verses just before it, we're talking about, you know, basic human needs, how we need shelter, we need food, we need clothing. God promises to take care of all of that stuff. And if we just trust him and put everything, you know, on the line for him, then we're guaranteed that he will look after us. So for me, that would be the other little statement that really captures my heart.
We're talking about really understanding Jesus, and we're digging into the virtues behind the Sermon on the Mount this morning on SOS Radio. We're talking with Brian Winslade. He's an author, and he's senior pastor of Hamilton Central Baptist in New Zealand, where he's actually calling in. It's really early there right now. Brian, the Sermon on the Mount is found in the Gospel of Matthew, right? And it's interesting because one of Jesus' most powerful lessons was documented by a tax collector. And tax collectors in that century weren't exactly looked like in the best light.
That's so true. And it's a wonderful story of grace, isn't it? That even someone that was horribly despised, like, you know, tax collectors that ripped people off, that extorted people, wonderfully, gloriously transformed by Jesus. And if there's hope for someone like Matthew, and I guess there's hope for people like you and me, right?
Yeah, Brian, as you study the story, why do you think God used someone like a tax collector to be the one to record one of the most powerful teachings that Jesus shared?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'm not sure I have a brilliant answer to that particular question, apart from the fact that God uses anybody and everybody. God doesn't use great people to do great things. He uses ordinary people or formerly broken people in the power of the Holy Spirit to do the most profound things. And again, that's why I love God so much. Even someone like me, Scott, can be turned around and used for God in some way that I would never have imagined in my own strength.
We're digging into Jesus' teachings in the Sermon on the Mount today with Brian Winslade on SWS Radio. He's actually calling in from New Zealand. Actually, just wrote a new book about that, and it's actually called The Essence, Unpacking Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. But Brian, when I dig through the Sermon on the Mount, usually I'm thinking about what Jesus said and I'm thinking about the crowds. But recently I was doing a study of Peter and I was thinking about the disciples who were standing there. You know, when Jesus fed 5,000 to when, you know, Jesus was walking around the Sea of Galilee from town to town and people are following him. And, you know, Andrew and Peter are there and they're fishing. And Andrew was sort of a follower of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was saying, hey, you need to pay attention to this Jesus guy. You know, he's the Messiah. He's the one we've been waiting for. And Peter's like, okay, I'm maybe a little skeptical of that until Jesus walks right up to him and says, Peter, follow me. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. Yeah, you can fish, but I'm going to teach you to do greater things. And then I think about people like him who are there listening as Jesus is sharing the Sermon on the Mount right there along with thousands of other people.
And, of course, the Sermon on the Mount that held just above the city of Capernaum where Jesus was had made his home for a period of time, not far from the village where Peter actually lived himself. My imagination is, this is very early on in the ministry of Jesus, a bit like his stump speech, really. I imagine that Peter and some of the other disciples were listening on and almost sort of saying, what? He's saying, what? This is what it means? I mean, when you track through the Gospels and the life of Peter and his transformation, it didn't all happen in one foul swoop. It was a series of little encounters with Jesus and confrontations. I mean, Peter's actually my favorite of all the disciples, primarily because he made so many mistakes, and I can identify with that. But in some of those mistakes that Peter made, you know, there is just a goldmine of treasure and resource as Jesus rebuked and corrected him, that it's just helpful for me and for all of us. So it would have been, I think, you know, mind-boggling for even Peter at this stage to hear what Jesus was saying in the Sermon on the Mount.
There's a difference between kingdom building and empire building, and we're talking about that with Brian Winslade today at SWS Radio. He's a pastor from New Zealand and actually just wrote a whole book about that. And it's called The Essence. And it's interesting, Brian, you know, when we think about Jesus sharing about God's kingdom, he talked all about that in the Sermon on the Mount. And God's kingdom is different than our kingdom, and God's kingdom is different than America. God's kingdom is different than New Zealand or Rome. What have you noticed about what God's kingdom really is below the surface?
I mean, fundamentally, it's a counterculture movement, isn't it? It's not the same as the way we approach life. When you get into things like the way we relate to people, treat people, things like the real intent behind something like murder, we might say, well, we've never taken anybody else's life. But Jesus starts to unpack that and says that when you actually show hatred or discrimination or racism towards another person, that kind of like murdering their character. When he talked about sexuality and purity, more than just the issue of physical touch, it begins in the heart and the mind of the person, lust in the eye and so on. Jesus went so much deeper than just the physical surface stuff down into the attitudes of the heart, and that just penetrates the life of every person as we read these words of Jesus.
We're digging into the Sermon on the Mount today with Brian Winslade on SWS Radio. He's an author and pastor from New Zealand and actually wrote a brand new book about it called The Essence. And it's interesting when Jesus prayed, you hear him saying things like, on earth as it is in heaven. And a lot of times we think about our salvation, like asking Jesus into our heart is the finish line, but essentially it's the starting line because our joy comes through the journey. But Brian, what have you noticed about what Jesus meant when he says, on earth as it is in heaven?
Well, that's the nub of what we often refer to as the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? We've often made prayer into what we want for ourselves, treating God a little bit like a vending machine. We put it in the prayer, push the button, and out comes the product. No, it's not like that. Prayer is supposed to be our aligning our hearts, our vision with God's vision. It's a massive prayer to pray that the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not just the outcome, but also the process of how we get to make decisions. We need to pray that the way that we behave and relate to together will be like it is in heaven. The kingdom of God has come, and yet it is still to come. Whether the foreshadow of what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like, it starts with us now. And as I say, it really is counterculture to the way that the world spins.
We're talking about the essence of the good news that Jesus shared on the Sermon on the Mount today with Brian Winslet. He's a pastor from New Zealand. And it's interesting when you read through the Gospel of Matthew and it shares the Sermon on the Mount. And a lot of times we think like, okay, this is what Jesus said. Matthew must have been just sitting there writing it down verbatim, word for word. But then a lot of other scholars say, you know, this is actually a collection of sayings or teachings that were given over a period of time as Jesus was sharing all around the Sea of Galilee and different cities. But what's your point of view as you've really spent a lot of time studying this, Brian?
Some scholars get very hot and bothered about this. I don't quite understand the intensity. They say that you must take the Sermon on the Mount as one long, continuous discourse, whereas others, and I probably put myself in that camp, say this is probably more a collection of sayings and statements over time. One little clue to that to me, of course, is when you read Luke's Gospel. In Luke chapter 6, you have the repeat of a number of the sections in the Matthew rendition of the Sermon on the Mount, but it quite specifically states that Jesus delivered this on a level place. We talk about the Sermon on the Plain. That kind of says to me maybe Jesus said this, what he said actually, on more than one occasion. The Sermon on the Mount, of course, was most likely given about 2 kilometers north of the town of Capernaum up on a hill. Jesus had drawn the crowds away from his hometown, probably because there were so many people coming to hear him talk that he would have shut down the town, actually. So whether it was all given in one hit and Matthew wrote down like a dictation of every word that Jesus said, or whether it was repeated, it doesn't really matter to me. These are simply the words of Jesus that have been tested and verified by scholars over the years. And we just need to dig in and understand, what did he mean in his day? What are the applications for us in ours?
We all say we want to know God, but we don't spend time reading his word, right? I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Brian Winslet, and he's a pastor from New Zealand. He's an author, and he actually wrote a book called The Essence that really digs in to the Sermon on the Mount and what Jesus taught and how it's countercultural. And Brian, it's interesting because some people say the God described in the Old Testament feels different than the God described in the New Testament, but it's because we haven't really read in to what Jesus really said. And the Sermon on the Mount is like countercultural. Cultural, because it takes the teachings from the Old Testament Mosaic law that Moses laid down, but it personalizes it and it shares the heart of God and how Jesus fulfills those things, how God's kingdom was coming and how it's fulfilled in Jesus. What have you learned as you've been studying the Sermon on the Mount?
Some people have the view that the God of the Old Testament is significantly different to the God of the New, or perhaps went through anger management, during the period of the Old and New Testament. No, it's the same God. I think it's the revelation of what God is like that changed. And of course, Jesus described himself as one with the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen him. He is our clearest revelation of God's character. And I think for a lot of people in his day, the concept of God and understanding the law, it was a fearful thing. God was impersonal. He was angry. That was the perception that the religious teachers, the scribes and the Pharisees had given. Whereas Jesus was saying, in a sense, no, I know my Father. He's not like that. He's gentle, he's loving, he's caring. But then it also explained, well, you know this particular law, but there's actually a deeper understanding to that. It doesn't just start with the physical action. It begins in the heart and the mind of the person as well. And that was the kind of the juxtaposition between what people have been taught and the reality. So, Jesus' unpacking of the law of Moses is just so, so important, as people had misunderstood these ancient scriptures.
We're talking about the Sermon on the Mount today at SWS Radio, really digging in with Brian Winslet. And I'll tell you what, we talk a lot about the kingdom of God. We talk about God's children. We talk about what it's like to understand the heart of God. We talk about the values that Jesus wanted us to embody that were different than all the rules and regulations. And Brian, as you've been studying the Sermon on the Mount, what's been the most convicting part of what Jesus taught there for you?
I think it comes down to how we relate with each other. We need to learn in the kind of toxic world environment that we live in today to be people of love. You know, Jesus said that God is the personification of love. We need to be more kind in how we relate with people, even those we disagree with. You have a political cauldron happening in the U.S. at the moment. I do here in my own country as well. We're having our general elections in a few weeks' time as well. Politics will be one area where Christians seem to have forgotten that we're to actually love our enemies, those we disagree with. Possible to have differences of opinion, but without demonizing other people. I find, when I think of what Jesus said on that mountainside above the Sea of Galilee, just so compelling that I change my attitude, that I treat people with respect. He operated within a very toxic political environment. Israel, as we know it today, was an occupied territory. And yet he said, you know, if a soldier asks you to carry his bag 1 mile, well, go two. Treat people well. Diffuse tension. Don't aggravate it. And there's just so much that we seem to have forgotten about what it means to actually behave the Jesus way. So I find those kind of situations around our relationships with each other probably the most challenging to me.
Well, we're talking to Brian Winslade, and he's actually pastor of Hamilton Central Baptist Church in New Zealand, and has a new book. It's called The Essence. It's Unpacking Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Thanks for sharing some of your wisdom with us today, Brian.
Well, I hope there's some wisdom there somewhere. I'm just a fellow pilgrim on the journey. It's great talking to you, Scott.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.